Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, Jeff, coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, some information about cheese. And delicious dips. Dips and cheese with a head chef going on. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
And today's poll, one of the things, you got to sit through 30 minutes of it. And one of the options, of course, is the infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing what I'm learning about the different infomercials. Apparently still around. But this person checks in and says, at 5 o'clock in the morning, most days on Comedy Central will air a 30-minute infomercial for Adam and Eve, the sex toy company. They always offer a huge, so huge discount. I watch this program regularly.
5 a.m.
5 a.m. Comedy Central. Huh. There you go.
Seen it.
Sex on the Brain at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Because you get up for all that crap. The sporting events and stuff.
Well, that sometimes too, like I'll just fall asleep watching South Park and then you wake up, you know, you wake up to pee.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, sexy. Like I woke up the one this morning. Here's why I think Time Life has the best option here.
All right.
Because it's kind of like what you got into. And it was like 50s doo-wop or something strange. Ooh. And I was sitting there in my bed kind of like listening to it. And I was like, God damn it. I've watched like 10 minutes.
So how deep did you get before you looked at the clock to realize?
It was like 10 minutes. So I'm saying like, if you get the right music choice, like it's easy to watch one of those.
It is. That's how Kevin Corona got me. I started watching it, and I'm like, I just sat here for 30 minutes.
If it's an infomercial about something that you can use to cook with, I'm in.
All right.
Like slap chops and any kind of pots and pans they have, or like if they have some kind of like, air type crisping thing or whatever the deal is.
I feel like that deserves the 30. The slap chop, it's like, we understand what it does.
Just like a convection oven, I think I've watched one of those. Where they like do everything in there, like a multi-layered wok thing that has like baskets in it and all that crap.
Dude, my friend,
I could use this. I could steam some vegetables.
The oven they have now, one side is regular, one side's convection.
Mm-hmm. That's becoming all the rage now, man.
Yeah, I was like, that's a nice oven.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
bitches. Hola. Jerry, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Sober right now.
All right. Good for you, Jerry. Jerry, men's room poll. What do you want to sit through for a half an hour? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
Oh, we got to go for Suzanne.
Suzanne Summers on the infomercial.
I like how it's gone from infomercial to Suzanne Summers.
I would rather watch all these than sit through a timeshare presentation.
God, no doubt.
I do.
Back to back.
Hey, Neil. Miles.
Yes.
How's your boogaloo hanging, baby?
What's that, Jerry?
How's your boogaloo hanging, baby?
It's hanging well, man. Thanks, brother. It's not hanging anymore. I got that taken care of.
No, you remember...
What's that?
FCRB, Hollywood, California. Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack was out of, like, Wisconsin.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, he was on FCRB, Hollywood, California, baby.
Okay.
Well, he was syndicated nationally, so he probably recorded 80 different, you know.
I thought it was one of your weird golf buddies.
I try to keep Wolfman going.
Please do.
I'm sure the whole family really appreciates that.
That is what everyone needs is more Wolfman Jack. All right, here's your question. What former Tennessee Titan was the first ever Madden cover athlete?
I have no idea.
Eddie George or Steve McGann?
Eddie George. All right, in the entertainment world, MGM stands for what?
Metro Golden Mirror.
There you go. Very good, Jerry.
Oh, Wolfman Jack knew
Wolfman's
that one.
Gone. Of course he is.
The Wolfman knows MGM.
Half the people who are listening going, who the hell is Wolfman Jack?
I'm like, Wolfman Jack? Right. Didn't he?
You're like Slim Whitman.
He died what, like?
Boxcar Willie.
30 years ago?
Wolfman Jack.
He died in 95.
95.
Glenn Miller.
No, sorry. He died in 95.
He died in 95.
What's wrong?
I'm just having one of those days. I'm just moving a little slow. So I was like, he died in 95. Like, oh, no, that was his spouse. And then I looked up, like, no, he did die in 95. Okay.
By the way, you bring up Boxcar Willie.
Uh-huh.
The only reason I've ever heard of Boxcar Willie.
It's because of an infomercial.
Because of an infomercial. Early in the days of it, he had. So I don't even know who this guy is, all right? I believe he was a singer.
He was Boxcar Willie.
Like a hobo-looking singer. And they had these infomercials when infomercials first started. And they kept talking about Boxcar Willie. And look. And a black family, Boxcar Willie, he's just not checking any boxes.
Slim Whitman.
But I'd heard of him. I'm like, who the hell is this Boxcar Willie? I saw so many infomercials with him, I think I became a fan.
He had suspenders. He's exactly what you think. He's the guy on the train that annoys you.
Right.
He's got all the pins and buttons and all that crap. You know, you're like, look, I'm wearing everything that I put on the back of a camper on my shirt.
But it also sounds like, to me, when you said Boxcar Willie, I'm thinking like an old school like blues singer.
Nah,
now I'm looking at him. It's not what he looks like.
Yeah, it's like hobo blues country kind of thing.
Yeah, that guy. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game?
We have Jerry Part 2. Okay. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
We've seen your answers for the second time.
Hola.
I'm guessing you said that when I called the other Jerry on.
Yep.
Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I'm sober, and my choice is the public access, because usually y'all know that it's going to be boring, but there's a slight chance that it'll be really wacky, weird, or entertaining somehow.
Yeah, I mean, typically, you have a couple gems in there.
I mean, it's entertaining in that, man, I feel bad for them. It's entertaining in the way that sitting through an elementary school band performance is entertaining.
Even in a fictional way.
This is awful, but I can't stop listening.
I mean, Wayne's World was supposed to be your local public access channel. There were actually shows a lot like that were on. That was actually taken from an idea of two guys who would do that in their basement every day.
Actually, an example of public access. It's a sound effect we hit on the show every once in a while.
Cut that bitch off! Next call.
The Reverend X was public access. He was doing his
Los Angeles
religious show, if you don't mind your religion, with insults to women and lots of cursing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get the chance to Google Reverend X, do yourself a favor and just watch this guy. And remember, it's 100% real.
I'd also say public access to me like kind of died off just because like anybody can make videos on YouTube or the internet.
That's part of YouTube killed a lot of that.
And you get more viewing.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, here's your question, Jerry. In Formula One racing, what does it mean when a black flag is being waved?
When a black flag, that means somebody passed?
No.
Race over?
Race stop.
Disqualification.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got black flag. Or I flipped your car.
Did they actually pull out
the
black flag?
Black flag out?
I think so. They told me I was DQ'd.
I couldn't see because I was busy spinning.
I couldn't see because it was night.
I'm trying to think. I think Lewis Hamilton might have got black flagged this year.
Does it happen often?
No.
What do you have to do in Formula One racing to get? Is it rubbing? Is it what?
There's not much rubbing. You touch tire to tire.
Same with NASCAR? They have a black flag?
NASCAR does. I don't know what you got to do in NASCAR. Because you can bang each other around in those cars. But like in Formula One, like if you're speeding or like you pit. That's right. He pitted when he wasn't allowed to. So they got sent to the back.
All right.
That it's very specific because those cars are so fast.
Yeah. So
like
they can't
you
be
touch
rubbing
each other, like somebody could die.
Right. Boy, I will say this, man. When Formula One has an accident, I mean, it's a lot of fire. Mm-hmm. Like NASCAR, you get a lot of debris, but Formula One, it's like that is an explosion. All right. Your question. What does Doctor Who's spacecraft, the TARDIS, what does it look like from the outside?
It looks like a police call box that is a phone booth for calling the cops.
You are correct.
You got
very
it, Jerry.
Specific, but I was even going to accept phone booth. Technically, it's police box, but he nailed it.
Damn.
I'm guessing he watches Doctor Who.
Game is 3-7-8-206-421-ROCK.
I'm drinking a soda water.
Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hola. Anthony, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm at the doctor's office getting the stitches out of my finger.
Would you say you have stitches in your finger?
Yeah. I accidentally cut my finger at work.
What were you trying to cut through?
I wasn't cutting through anything. I was trying to bend a couple of metals together, but I got my finger caught in it.
You should be hopped up on the pills then. All right, Anthony, which would you rather sit through? An infomercial, a Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
Infomercial.
Infomercial for the win today. By the way, we brought a Boxcar Willie. By we, I mean you, Miles.
Yes.
People are bringing up the other... When Boxcar Willie first started making rounds in the infomercial world, someone else, and I forgot about this person, Zamfir, master of the pan flute.
That's right.
Man, oh man.
He's great. Jeez.
Seriously, look him up. This is his name? Zamfir. It's Zamfir, I believe. And same thing, you could buy all of his pan flute hits thanks to the infomercial.
You're talking about George Zamfir, the Romanian musician?
I believe that has to be the guy. Yeah.
I'm down.
All right, here is your question, Anthony. What artist recorded the 1982 hit song Bad to the Bone?
I'd
just
say pass on that one. I don't know.
George Thurgood.
Mm-hmm. And the Delaware Destroyers. Trying to make Delaware sound cool.
That was the name of his band?
Yeah, it was George Thurgood and the Delaware
Destroyers.
I mean, how many people saw him at the Bottle of Cork?
A lot.
A lot.
All right, your question. In early 2019, Ariana Grande, she held the top three spots on the Billboard Hot 100. Who is the only other artist / band to do the same?
Was it the Queen?
It was the Beatles. You have the top three, you have the number one song, the number two song, and the number three song at the same time. That is getting it done.
It's like a Michael Jackson thing.
And what's funny is I could not tell you the name of a song from Ariana Grande. I'm sure I've heard it, but I wouldn't know it's her.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm with you. I'm very familiar with who she is. And
I know what she looks. I can pick her out of a lineup. Right, all that.
But I don't know that. I'm sure, like you said, if I heard him, I'd know him. But I can't name one off top. I can't name a song from her off top.
Not a single one. And obviously, she was huge. No idea. All right. Arthos, Porthos, and Aramis are better known as what trio?
Is that a medical term?
Arthos, Porthos, and Aramis, those are all names of people, but they're better known as what trio?
I don't know, Pat.
Either the Three Amigos or the Three Tenors, I guess.
Three Musketeers.
Ah! So close.
Well, yeah, because it's a trio.
I was going to say 3 Days Grace, Three Doors Down, a bunch. Three Dog Night.
I know we've asked this. Can anybody name another tenor besides the one dude?
Pavarotti.
Pavarotti. Sabato. Or
Domingo.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That guy, yeah. He's. I don't know the third guy, but I know those two. I don't even know. What's his name?
Mm-hmm. Enrique Palazzo.
I don't know, man. Tony Pizza. Like, I have absolutely no idea.
Angelo Dundee.
Right. All right, your question. This pop star's dog walker was shot, and her two French bulldogs were stolen in a dog napping in Hollywood. Whose dogs were dog napped?
I have no idea, Pat.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga Gaga.
I don't know what I do.
Who are you talking to, man?
Yeah, Anthony, are you busy?
Like I said, I'm at the doctor's office. I'm about to get checked out.
Well, tell the doctors to keep it down. Yeah. We're doing something important here.
I didn't realize you were literally sitting in the waiting room.
Right. Come on, Anthony.
Well, it's a TV, that's
all. We would have waited.
Is anybody bleeding there? Like when you look around at the other people, anybody look real bad?
No, it's kind of like
me.
You're
going to put
it. He's got to stay quiet because he's sitting there in the doctor's office.
All right, true or false? In the country of China, all Howard Johnson hotels get 4 to 5 stars.
Yeah, that's
true. Okay. Good luck there, Anthony.
Howard Johnson.
Yeah, with the ice cream place out front and everything.
Now, here's a question that we have then, right? I remember Hojo's when I was growing up. So, is it that the standard of Howard Johnson as we knew it is considered 4 or 5 stars, or is it that Howard Johnson in China, they put it on, and it's actually what would call
it
for?
They used to have, some of the best property. So, like, where stuff was going on was always a Howard Johnson's. It was always in the middle of everything. So even if you went down to the Watergate, right? We said the Watergate Hotel. Right next door was a Howard Johnson's where regular people stayed.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it was still kind of like staying at Best Western or something.
Yeah, but it was still like, that was the better hotel. That and a Holiday Inn at the time.
Howard Johnson's, though, were always nicer. Like, generally, they had, like, a pool or something.
They had a pool.
They always had the restaurant.
Wait a minute. They had a pool that was open.
Yeah, Hojo's were the truth.
I remember Hojo's as a kid because I liked the desserts. Yeah. All at the restaurant, right, man, and you just stared at that dessert thing. That's the first time I had cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Johnson.
Dude, I'm with you. I mean, when I was a kid, there was a Hojo kind of in the ghetto in Bladensburg, and then there was one in Laurel. And I remember, like, we stayed there one night and ate ice cream, and it was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
What have we done to live this dream?
Right?
Hello, Ozzy. Welcome to the men's room.
Blunt and blonde, Vicky.
All right. Ozzy, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Ozzy, welcome to the show. Okay, Ozzy, what are you doing for half an hour? What are you sitting through? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
Give me an old rerun of Billy Mays. I'll take the infomercial.
Billy Mays.
All right.
Now that you know what you know, you'd probably watch that completely different.
Yeah.
He's probably, flying.
But he seemed like he was on cocaine. I mean, when he did really the infomercials. You just assumed he wasn't, but looking back, like, yeah, he was clearly, he's all sweaty and screaming. He is excited about things where there's no excitement to be had. Dude is definitely on a coke bender. And remember, I wore his hair. If I went to Florida and a dude that looked like Billy Mays walked by, I'd be like, hey, bro, where are you getting your blow? Don't say you're not doing it. I know you are. All right, here's your question. Who is Johnny Storm, better known as, in the Fantastic Four?
Man. Is that the Human Torch or the Flaming Guy?
Yeah.
Damn, well done.
Very good. Okay. One and done for the Ozman.
Mr. Fantastic?
Yep.
And he was, stretchy, right?
Yeah.
All right. The Invisible Woman.
You got it.
Human Torch and Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it The Thing or just Thing?
The Thing.
The Thing. Okay.
Okay.
I gotta say, the other thing about Billy Mays is he used black dye on his beard and hair.
It was so obvious, though.
I'm just saying, like, if I see that guy walk into a nightclub, it's like, all right, he's gonna be in VIP. He has cocaine somewhere on him.
He might even be the dealer. And if he's not the dealer, he knows the dealer personally.
Yeah.
He can get cocaine on credit. That's how tight. You know what I'm saying? Here's a full kilo. I know you're good for it.
Yeah. More Big W on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Only is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, let's say hello to Trevor. Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola. Trevor, you sober, not sober?
I am sober. I just want to say I love listening to you guys. Listen to you guys every morning before work.
What time do you get up? In the afternoon?
No, I usually get up at 5.
Well, thank you. No, we appreciate that. Trevor, which would you rather sit through? An infomercial, a Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
Infomercial, probably.
Okay. Infomercial's doing well today on the poll.
Which is amazing to me. All right, here is your question.
Jesus.
Your quest.
Your question.
I'll go ahead and add two syllables to that.
All right, Zelda.
What animal? I know. Where's your quest? What animal, which is a gastropod, has the most teeth?
Gastropod. I don't think I know what that means. I'm
just
going to say kangaroo.
Well, a kangaroo is not a gastropod.
Is a gastropod an insect?
No, gastropod, technically the name means stomach foot.
Oh, a snail?
Snail.
Huh.
Believe it or not, yeah. All right.
You ever heard the joke that is a slug just a snail that lost his house in the divorce?
Damn. Slug's just a male snail. All right, who was the first Western explorer to reach China?
I have no clue.
I'll say Cook.
You're in the pool. Close your eyes.
Marco.
Polo.
Oh.
Chicken.
I know. Marco Polo. Who was the front man for Culture Club?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Boy George. Mm-hmm.
All right, what is the liquid clay and pottery called? It's also a female undergarment or to lose one's footing.
Oh, God, I took pottery, too, in college. You know what? I have no clue.
You actually took pottery in college.
You paid all that money and then took a pottery class?
It was an elective, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You paid all that money and then took pottery. It's a slip.
Slip, yes.
You got a college education based on pottery. And then when this question comes up, the only reason that that means anything to you right now is this moment in time for this question, and Trevor, you blew it.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know how much you paid for that, but it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. All right, multiple choice. The chainsaw was originally invented to assist in what? Amputations, childbirth, or cutting wood?
I'm going to say amputations. I'm thinking like the war.
Giving birth, C-section.
Yep, it's even more terrifying. The chainsaw was invented specifically to aid in C-sections.
Yes, it's true.
You're like, I bet you this will work on wood, too.
That's why I call it a steel, like, be still, woman.
Mm-hmm. The C is for chainsaw and C-section. All right, what country is directly west of Spain?
You're not going to believe this, but I have no clue.
I do believe
that. The man lives there. That's the hint, Trevor. The man lives there.
Yeah.
I mean, the man.
Portugal. As in Portugal, the man.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one of the places you were going in 2020?
Yep, it was.
Was it like Ireland, Portugal?
That was way last year.
Yeah, we've moved on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is 2021 now, Steve.
No, I was going to go, right, I was going to go to Dublin and then over to Portugal.
Yeah. This is a different year. There's more missed trips ahead.
Yes. More trips to cancel.
This year I go to exotic Lopez Island.
Where can I drive?
Did you, so I had to cancel the trip. Still have the plane tickets.
Yep.
Right? And I'm like, we still can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So they're just sitting there in limbo.
Question six, Trevor.
That way they don't have to give us our money back, see? All right, question number six. The Perseverance rover just landed where after a 7-month journey?
You said it's a rover?
Yeah, the Perseverance rover.
Oh, I'm going to say Mars.
Nice.
Okay, there you go, Trevor. Finally got one. Very good. Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. We have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Thank you.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, you sober? Not sober.
Been much more.
You good.
I've been smoking some lion's mane and drinking some wine out of a can.
Oh, canned wine. Is that the house wine?
It's basically a blend, but, you know, it's $3 and it's 13%, so.
Hey, damn. Nothing wrong with that, Chris. All right. What would you rather sit through for a half an hour? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
Well, the only one I really have too much experience with is the infomercial, and I was going to ask you guys if you remember from the early to mid-80s, Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute.
Yeah, he came up earlier came up today.
Okay, so, my grandma used to watch Lawrence Welk reruns, and that always came on. And my thought, even as a, like, 11 or 12-year-old, was, who would sit through four sides of this?
Absolutely. Right. She was thinking the same thing about your music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was listening to the Melvins, so yeah.
Yeah, she would think the same thing about your music.
Yep. And I remember the Lawrence Welk show. There was no drier, more horrible show than the Lawrence Welk show.
That's a catchy tune.
And it wasn't.
It seemed obvious that they were obviously just faking it. I mean, it was all lip synced and all that stuff. And I tried to bring that up a couple times, and she got very angry about that.
Yeah, when you lip sync playing in an orchestra, there's something wrong. All right. Here's your question. Nicole Kidman voiced a character named Norma Jean in what animated movie about penguins?
Penguins. So, March of the Penguins?
Those were real penguins.
Those are real penguins.
Just Morgan Freeman, I think. Was.
It's a Disney movie, isn't it? Pixar.
I think it's Pixar.
I can see these penguins.
Yeah, I can.
Come on.
One's wearing a scarf.
They're not angry. They're
stupid.
Dumb penguins.
Okay. Happy feet is what I was looking for. Happy. They're stupid.
Dumbass penguins.
They were dancing.
Dumbass penguins. That was the working title. They changed it. All right. The Dominican Republic is the only country that displays what on its flag? A gun, an eight-pointed star, an angel, or the Bible?
Dominican Republic. So that's half of one island.
Mm-hmm. It's half of Hispaniola. Haiti's on one side, Dominican's on the other.
Much different countries.
Oh, God.
It's like they drew a line in the sand and you can see the difference between the two of them.
Right. But the flag. Eight-sided star?
I'll say a gun.
Nope, Mozambique, I believe, is the only country that features a gun on its flag.
So, a Bible? Or
a Bible.
Bible. Question four.
Question number four. What author wrote the novel series The Green Mile?
The Green Mile.
Mike is a massive fan of this particular author.
The Green Mile. I've seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confusing it with
Shawshank.
That's not that. Is it Stephen King?
There you go.
It is Stephen King.
You're on it.
I had no idea. I was going to guess that just based on the fact that you love Stephen King.
Yeah, that's it.
I had no idea you wrote that.
Shawshank and Green Mile. So if he's not doing horror, he likes jail.
Damn. Game is a Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Rob, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober Rob. All right, Rob.
Not sober Rob.
What do you want to sit through for a half an hour? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
I'm going to go with the Time Life presentation because recently I saw a 80s music Time Life presentation.
Was this the one hosted by Kevin Cronin of REO Speedway?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the one that sucked me in, man, I'm telling you. I didn't think I liked most of the songs they talked about, but somehow hearing it during the infomercial, I'm like, this isn't so
bad. You should be happy. You watch the same shows.
Damn right.
Yeah, I was 20 minutes in before I even realized what I was doing.
That's how they get you. Then you're kind of quietly embarrassed.
Yep.
All right, here is your question. The first black video game character was in a 1979 Atari game named after what sport?
Football.
Not a bad guess.
Even more obvious, basketball.
Basketball.
Yes, the first black video game character, what do you know, showed up in the Atari game Basketball. We even had to look it up today.
Not Pac-Man.
Yeah. All right, at an estimated cost of $100 billion, what is the most expensive thing that has ever been built?
I have no bloody clue. I really don't know.
A space station?
Yep. International Space Station.
I had drinks there once.
But only once.
And the cantina bar.
All right, a question. What restaurant is the largest toy distributor in the world?
McDonald's.
Oh, all right.
That's crazy.
Because every Happy Meal.
Happy Meal.
Yeah, I mean, they just constantly. Oddly enough, the company that produces the most tires, it's along the line of McDonald's being the biggest toy distributor. The biggest manufacturer of tires is Lego.
Oh, because of all those toys.
Right, but they outproduce tire makers.
But they just make little tires.
Yes, Ted, they make just the little ones, but they still
make tires. You know what I mean?
They're still
tires. Hammer, like you have a big
but it's still, man, look.
It's still rubber.
They're rubber. I mean, these are rubber tires, man. If you had an itty-bitty bike, you could put them on there. Man. I know what you're saying.
Make a Lego bike.
Yeah. That just seems weird.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
It's like who had the most hits last year? Like,
well, Billy McGuire. He's 13. He dominated last summer.
Yeah. Fair enough. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
John, are you sober or not sober?
I'm working on not sober.
How you getting there, John?
Rum. Rum and Coke.
There you go. That's a happy buzz.
That is a real happy buzz.
What do anyone sit through? An infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
I think I'll go with infomercial.
Infomercial's strong to me.
Man, oh man.
You drinking the Captain there? What are you drinking?
A little Ron. Ron?
Ron?
Who's Ron?
Ron Bacardi.
Ron Bacardi. Okay. I didn't know his first name was Ron. Is it really Ronnie? Ronnie Bacardi?
Yes, Ron Bacardi.
Huh. I've just never heard anybody reference this Ron.
Ever.
Drinking Ron.
For some reason, I was going to say Ron Rico. Mm-hmm.
Is that a dark Ron or is that a light Ron?
It is light.
Ah, so it's Ron, not Ron. Yeah. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. 10, 11, 14, or 16. How many countries start with the letter A?
Can you repeat?
It's multiple choice, 10, 11, 14, or 16. How many countries start with the letter A?
Let's go with 14.
Just 16.
11.
Not even a try. I know there's Algonia.
I've already written it down because I figured you would try it. So I was like, I'll take it.
Because America does not count, right? Because it's the United States of America.
America is the entire Western Hemisphere. Sure. South America, right. North America. We're the United States of.
You got Argentina.
Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Andorra, Angola, Antigua, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Austria, and Azerbaijan. Which I may or may not have said correctly.
I would have not got that one.
You were so close, Miles.
Right.
All right, your next question. Which element is combined with iron to make steel?
Iron and steel? Copper?
Starts with the letter C.
Chromium.
Cobalt.
Carbon.
Carbon. Well, I missed that.
Yeah. Everyone was trying to get exotics. Like, it's a pretty plentiful one, guys. All right. Your question, who sang the song Gangsta's Paradise?
Oh. My man, Coolio.
Your man. Man, Rob.
I don't know that a lot of people say that. My man, Coolio.
My man, Coolio.
Ain't nothing wrong with Coolio.
We're in a big wheel club together.
I think that's fair, though, now.
What? Now, I think enough time has passed, you can say, my man, Coolio.
Well, yeah, not a lot of people banging down your door to listen to Coolio. He's like, oh, that's my man, Coolio.
He's got like two little dreads left. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Yes, who it is, Ted.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. James, you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Unfortunately, I'm still working.
All right. No problem, James. What do you do for a living?
I'm a damage prevention specialist.
So do you know before the damage will happen and you stop it?
Like kind of. I'm the guy that marks out all the gas around Seattle and King County.
Oh, you're the guy with the spray stick that makes everything orange and doesn't wash off.
Well, I make it yellow, and it washes off after, like, a few rain showers.
No, I'm kidding. They just put in a brand new sidewalk out front, right?
Yeah.
The entire thing's covered in spray paint from you guys. It looks like somebody did bad graffiti and nothing's being done about it. Anyway, James.
Personally, I wouldn't spray a new sidewalk, maybe an old sidewalk, but okay. I mean.
Well, that's how I always want to spray something. That gun looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Gun on a stick,
it's
man.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun to write with.
Yeah.
Have you ever wrote anything that was a little sketchy? Like drew a big penis or anything?
I haven't, but I have witnessed other locators write some things that are unmentionable.
Aha, okay.
I can believe that.
All right, James, what do you want to sit through for a half an hour? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
Give me Billy Mays and the ShamWow guy.
ShamWow guy.
All right, here's your question. What common household item inspired the soles of Nike's first running shoes?
Vacuum cleaner?
Flash water.
Think about the bottom of your Nikes, right?
All right.
And you're going to press something onto them. What does it kind of look like? Waffle iron.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I looked at the waffle iron and said, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You're walking on waffles.
Mm-hmm. I'm walking on waffles. Oh, yeah. The city of Milwaukee.
Stop, sir, up.
Jesus. The city of Milwaukee is located on the shore of what lake?
Milwaukee, was Lake Erie, I think.
I believe that would be
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan at the top of it.
It is, in fact, Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Huh. I was thinking Superior comes over the top. I wasn't sure how far west it goes.
Lake Michigan's got a few big cities.
It does. Well, the big-ass lake. Yeah. Big lake.
Who says that lake, man?
I ain't seen a lake that big since your mama.
That's not the mama joke. Damn.
Yeah.
Especially when you tell your mama jokes to your own kid. Your mama's so ugly, it's like, that's your wife, Dad. Yeah, I know.
She wasn't always that way.
Mm-hmm. Not until she had you. Before she had you, she was skinny.
Those now your mama's there. So fat.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for that.
Jumped up in the air and got stuck. All right, your question. In Greek mythology, Hades was the god of what?
One more time.
In Greek mythology, Hades was the god of what?
Is that like god of fire?
The underworld / hell.
Underworld.
You hear people say, it's hot as Hades.
He was the god of hell.
Yeah, the hell god.
Oh, wow. I thought that would be the devil. I guess he's not the top dog anymore.
Well, no, because with Roman and Greek mythology, you're just a god of the underworld. You weren't necessarily evil.
Everything.
Yeah. When you die, that's where you're headed.
Okay.
All right. Neptune was the fictional town that provided the setting for what TV show? Was it Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Veronica Mars, or Dawson's Creek?
One more time.
The fictional town of Neptune provided the setting for which TV show? Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Veronica Mars, or Dawson's Creek?
Veronica Mars.
Oh, there you go.
All right, he said it in a voice where he wanted to sound like he was a guest, and he knew.
I thought it was just going to be Dawson's Creek.
Like, he wanted to say it kind of like, essentially, he was trying to convince us to go, I'm not sure. But he said it too quick, and he was absolutely correct. He watched Veronica Mars.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
You never guess who it is.
Another James?
James, welcome to the men's room.
James?
Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm driving home to Albuquerque from work.
Oh, is that your average commute, or is this something different?
Well, I lived in Seattle for 4 years, used to listen to you guys all the time. I'm streaming the app right now.
You're trying to tell me that the radio stations in Albuquerque aren't as good as this fine quality radio program?
You are 100% correct.
Seriously, James, what's the weather like there right now?
About 50 degrees. Snow on the mountains.
Okay. That's not too different than here. It's 45 and snow in the mountains. All right, James, what would you rather sit through? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
I'd say local access if it was, like, science-related.
Well,
all the local scientists
hit or miss,
yeah, you never know.
Now, James, we were talking about New Mexico yesterday. My parents lived there for a small bit of time. I visited them, and tell me if I'm exaggerating, but I said, look, between Albuquerque and Santa Fe, those are the only two places I went. Or they were in Placidas, but that's like dead in the middle. There is not an establishment that does not have dried peppers hanging somewhere.
That is correct. They're everywhere.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. They are every freaking place you go there.
Are you new to that area, or have you been there before?
I've been here before. I lived here for a long time. I've been back and forth between here and Seattle.
Okay, because Danny V on BJ and Migs always talks about how good the pizza is there.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have a pizza?
Pizza from where?
From anywhere in New Mexico.
Apparently it's the bomb.
Yeah.
Green chili on anything is your best friend if you like spicy food.
Okay.
I thought green chilies weren't spicy.
They are. Hatch is the hottest you can get, the best you can get.
Ooh.
Take his word for it, man.
I think Danny likes a specific spot.
Okay. Okay. Well, if that's, maybe we can order.
We always talk about
how good
the food is.
You can go to Trader Joe's and get like mild. It doesn't have much flavor, but the hotter it is, the better the flavor. That's what you want.
Yeah, but we're getting old. Everything hurts now.
Yeah, I want the mild.
Every time we eat, it hurts.
It's about the morning, James. It's about the morning.
All right, James, here's your question. Speaking of food, sweetbread is derived from what organ?
Hmm.
Sweet bread is derived from what organ?
Mm-hmm.
The Hammond.
Because it is not bread.
I don't know.
Brains.
Wrong.
Oh, dang it.
I thought it was brain soup. It's the pancreas.
Weird.
I went to the same thing. It is weird. Why do you think they call it sweet bread instead of pancreas?
Yeah, that's a terrible one.
Right.
Would you like some sweet breads?
Sure.
Hawaiian?
Yeah, if I'm a kid, I'd be like, absolutely. I'd be like, what is this S?
King's Hawaiian is the way to go.
Yeah, no lies there. All right, what branch of science is concerned with the study of matter and energy?
That would be physics.
There you go, James. There's your science question right there. No public access for you.
By the way, Dion's Pizza. Everyone is chiming in. Dion's Pizza in New Mexico. Danny likes Dion's Pizza in New Mexico. It's Dion's Pizza that Danny loves.
What is it again?
It's Dion's Pizza in New Mexico. Dion's Pizza. Dion's Pizza. Danny likes Dion's Pizza. And then this one just says, Albuquerque.
I'm yelping that. What's the name of it again?
D-I-O-N-S.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes got some dip information and good news about cheese. You are listening to The Men's Room.